Okay, Rabosa, we are going to get started. And we're going to start our next topic, which is Hadlakas Neiros. And as I mentioned last time, Hadlakas Neiros is definitely a mitzvah that applies 100% equally to men and to women. And it actually works out very well for me because a lot of the Gemaras that relate to Hadlakas Neiros are right now being learned in the Daf Yomi. In fact, today, tomorrow, all these sugyas are really very much Daf Yomi sugyas. We started learning about Mem Madlikin, and these sugyas are again very, very nogea halacha lemaaseh as well. So I'm going to get into the sugya. We're going to start into the sugya via the Rambam, and then we'll come back through the Gemara again. In this series that we're doing, the way we work is we're going to try and get to the abstract, the lumdus of the sugya, and then Bez Hashem, after we understand the conceptual framework of each mitzvah, then we'll get into the halacha lemaisa, some of the details halacha lemaisa. Okay, that'll be our agenda. So we learned last time we did Kavod Shabbos, we learned the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Lamed, and the Rambam there told us that essentially there are four mitzvos when it comes to Shabbos: two mitzvahs doraisa, zochar veshamor. And then you have two mitzvahs, derabbanan, midivrei sofrim, and those are the mitzvahs of kavod, the oneg. So at first blush, zachar, again, trust me on this, but zachar is going to be the mitzvah of kiddush and havdalah. Shamar, trust me on this, is going to be all the mitzvahs lo ta'aseh, and include all the malachas, essentially all the malachas. That's going to be captured in the mitzvah of shamar esim haShabbos l'kadsho. And kavod ve'oneg is going to be this catch-all that's just going to capture a lot of these other dinim that we have. And when it comes down to it, hadlakas neiros Shabbos pashup shad is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Most of the rishonim learn it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah midrabanan. Question is, what is the mitzvah midrabanan? And if you look at the Rambam, you will see that the Rambam has a little bit of echoes of different aspects. So we'll take a look at that first, just to get us started, and then we'll get into the Gemara. So I told you, if you could had time to look again, if you look at Perek Lamed, Lamed is the mitzvahs of Oneg and the mitzvah of Kavod. But the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Hey, I believe, he writes as follows. So part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, says the Rambam, is Mesader Adam Shulchano be'erev Shabbos, to set your table on the erev Shabbos. And to go ahead, v'tzarech l'takim beisam mibo'od yom, to make sure that your house is all set up, is organized properly, mibo'od yom, mipnei kavod haShabbos. That is all part of kavod haShabbos. And then the Rambam adds, v'yiyeh ner daluk, v'shulchan aruch, u'mita mutza'as, shekol elu lichvod Shabbosin. So the Rambam writes, as part of kavod Shabbos is shulchan aruch, your table set. Mita mutzas is that you should have your beds made, and ner daluk, and you should have your candles lit. And the Rambam puts in this list of things that are kavod Shabbos, he puts ner daluk, which would suggest that lighting candles is part of the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. That's one bit of evidence. If you take a look, however, the Rambam in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph through Dalet, again, this is where the Rambam develops this more. The Rambam here writes as follows: Hadlokas Ner b'Shabbos. Now here he's going into hardcore. This is where he's discussing Hadlokas Neiros, and he says Hadlokas Ner b'Shabbos ain't a rishus. It's not an optional. It's not an optional din. Imrotza madlik, imrotza ain't a madlik. You want to, you light. You don't want, you don't light. V'lo mitzvah she'eno chayv lirdof achareha. And it's not the type of mitzvah that you don't have to run after. What are mitzvahs you don't have to run after? For example, netilas yadayim la'achila. A person doesn't want to eat bread. He doesn't have to wash his hands. He doesn't have to go out of his way to wash his hands for bread every day. If he wants to eat bread, he has to wash his hands, but he doesn't have to go away out of his way to do so. Ela, says the Rambam. The Rambam goes out of its way to tell you it's a chova. Hadlakas Neiros is a chova. In other words, you might have had a hava mina, says the Rambam, that maybe it's a rishus, maybe it's optional, or maybe it's one of those mitzvahs that is if you're eating bread, then you have to wash netilas yadayim. Nope, it's not that either. The Rambam emphasizes it's a chova. Now, again, we want to understand a little bit, why did the Rambam have to tell me, yeah, you might think it's a rishus, you might think it's not one of those formal chiyuvim. No, the Rambam is emphasizing it's a chova. You have to go out of your way to make sure that every single Shabbos you light candles. And then he emphasizes, do not think this is just a mitzvah on the women. This is a mitzvah equally on the men. Ve'echad anoshim, ve'echad noshim, chayavim liyos bibateyem, Ner Daluk B'Shabbos. Whether it's men, whether it's women, they have to make sure that they have a Ner Daluk B'Shabbos. He adds even further, let's say you're very poor, you have no money. Afilu ein lo ma yochal, shol al apsachim lo cheach shemen umad lagas haner shezeh bichlal onik Shabbos. Ooh, the Rambam now says that make sure you fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, even if you have to beg money to go ahead and supply shemen and ner. Why? Because this is part of onik Shabbos. And here the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah is onik Shabbos. And furthermore, he says, v'chayv levarich. Kodim hadlaka, you have to make a bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Kederek shemavarach al kol advarim shuchayev bahem midivrei sofrim. Just like other dinim derabbanan, you have to make a bracha. Ner Chanukah you make a bracha. Other mitzvahs derabbanan you make a bracha. So too ner Shabbos, you have to make a bracha. So here the Rambam emphasizes that it's midin onek Shabbos. You have this conflicting evidence. On the one end, in Perek Lamed, the Rambam classified it as Kavod Shabbos. Here the Rambam is clearly saying, it's explicit, that the mitzvah is one of Onek Shabbos. The Rambam goes out of his way in great detail to tell you that it's a chova, it's an obligation. There's something going on over here. And the fact that Rambam discusses this, again, briefly in passing in Perek Lamed, in detail in Perek Hey, again, certainly begs the question, what exactly is at stake? But that is the kind of issue that many are bothered by in this Rambam. And I will share with you, we'll jump right to it, I will share with you the approach. I think it's the very famous approach. It's quoted in the Rav Chaim Stenzel. Rav Chaim Stenzel writes in his Chidushim al Hashas. So he has the following comment, which again is really preceded. The Vilna Gaon precedes him in this idea. But according to Rav Chaim, there really are two dinim, tzvei dinim in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos. And when you break it down, let me ask you a question. Step one, when is it that we fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? When is Kavod Shabbos fulfilled? You should be the big experts on this topic. Before Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. When do we fulfill and how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Onek Shabbos? Okay, so Oneg Shabbos is on Shabbos itself, is Friday night. And Oneg, as we'll see, is primarily going to be lodged in the Suda. So to have a proper Suda, where there is an illuminated table, where you can go ahead and enjoy the food, that's Oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what you do in advance of Shabbos to make sure to see to it that everything is taken care of. So what emerges is what perhaps the Rambam is telling you is there are two dinim in Neros Shabbos. Neros Shabbos really can be classified under both the halacha of Kavod Shabbos and the halacha of Onek Shabbos. You better make sure that before Shabbos begins, everything is ready to go, which includes Ner Daluk, that you have a candle that is lit. What's the purpose? What's the agenda of that lit candle? So you have that candle by your Suda in order to enhance your meal, because anyone understands the good ambiance at the meal where you can see the food that you're eating enhances that experience. And that, says Rav Chaim, is the two dinim that the Rambam really has. And in fact, there will be a nafkamina lahalacha. What's a nafkamina lahalacha? So again, when it comes to Shabbos, we know it's not an issue. You have to light the candles before Shabbos. If you lit them on Shabbos, that will be chilul Shabbos. But a nafkamina is going to be, and this is what the Gra points out, if you take a look at the Vilna Gaon and Sivman, Tuf, Kuf, Chav, Tes, in Hilchos Yontif, so there the Gra writes, what would be the din? For example, let's say it's Leil Yontif. Are you allowed to extend the flame on Yontif? Sure, you can. You can extend the flame on Yontif. So, is it any problem? Is there any problem in lighting your Yontif candles? Let's say on the first night of Yontif, on Yontif itself, waiting a little bit, and you come back from shul, and now the mom is going to go ahead and take a candle, extend the flame, and light Neros Yontif with a bracha lahadlik ner shel Yontif. Is there any problem in doing that on Yontif itself? So the Vilna Gaon says, in terms of chil Yontif, there's no chil Yontif involved. You're allowed to extend the flame, but the Vilna Gaon argues in that scenario, you'd be accomplishing, you might be Makai in the midst of Oneg Yontif, because when you have your Suda, you will have light at the table. However, you will not be accomplishing the mitzvah of Kavod Yontif. And you might recall from last week, we discussed the Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav Alacha Tet Zayin, that Kishem Shemitzvah Lechabed Ula'aneges HaShabbos Kach Mitzvah Lechabed Ula'aneges Yomim Tovim. So by lighting too late, you will not be accomplishing your mitzvah of Kavod Yontif. And that is part of the Halacha, to see to it that when Yontif or Shabbos comes in, everything is going to be taken care of. And this issue of the Kavod versus Oneg dichotomy is probably the pshat in a very fascinating Shakla V'Tarya in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Let's just take a look. The Gemara in Shabbos, again, has a number of interesting, again, sugyas that are coming up in these days, Daf Yomi. But the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, the Mishnah identifies certain things that you're not allowed to light with. And Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Madlikin Be'itran. You're not allowed to light Neros Shabbos with Itran. What is Itran? Rashi explains Itran is Psulta de Zifta. It's the psoles of Zefet. It's the psoles, the leftovers of some kind of tar. And as the Gemara is going to explain, the reason Rabbi Shmuel doesn't want you lighting with this is because it has a very, very foul fragrance. It smells very bad. So let's flip open again another important Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf, I believe it's Daf Lamed. In Masechet Shabbos also emphasizes Lamed Aleph Amid Beis emphasizes the importance of Neros Shabbos, and it tells us a very strong Mishnah, striking Mishnah, a little bit of a scary Mishnah. Al Shalosh Averos Noshim Mesos Bishas Leidasan. Women die for three averos that they do. They die when they're in childbirth. What are the three averos? Al She'enon Nizharos Ben Nida Bechala Uvahadlokas Haner. So the fact that women are going to get punished for not fulfilling properly the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos indicates it certainly is a mitzvah, something they have to be very, very careful, meticulous about. So the Gemara, so we assume that Hadlakas Neros Shabbos is a mitzvah, but if you go ahead and flip now to the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chof Heim and Beis, so here the Gemara is a very striking dialogue. The Gemara is found towards the top of the page, about five lines down. So Rabbi Shmuel told us, you're not allowed to light candles be'itron. So the Gemara asks, my time, why can't you light be'itron? So Amar Rava says, mitoch shereicho ra. It has a bad smell. And because it has a bad smell, you can't light with it. What's the problem with a bad smell? So what if it has a bad smell? Gzeira. So the gzeira is, shema yanichenu v'yetze. What might end up happening, because it has such a bad smell, is you're going to light the candle, and then you're going to leave the room, because it has a foul odor. That's what Rava says. So therefore, don't light with it, because you're going to light it, then leave the room. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, what's the problem? V'yetze. So go ahead and leave the room. What do I care if you leave the room? Go ahead and leave the room. So Amar le. So Rava responds back to Abaye, Sha'ani Omer. Because I maintain Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos. Okay, sorry about that. So the Gemara says, you can't light with Itran. Rava says, why not? So Amar Leh Abai, V'yetze, so leave. What's the problem? So Amar Leh, so Rava says, Mipnei Shani Omer, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. Because I hold that Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos is a chova. So what emerges, what sounds like, is that according to Rava, to go ahead and light Neros with something that is going to have a foul odor, that's going to force you to leave the room, you can't be yotze with such a thing. That would be, it's a chova. We'll see what that means in a second, but you cannot be yotze in such a scenario. Take a look at Tosis on the spot. Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos chova, perish, b'makom suda dechova hi sheyisa b'makom haner mishum onek. So according to Rava, the whole essence of the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos is onek Shabbos. And as a result, to go ahead and light candles and then leave and not be able to partake of those candles, to enjoy those candles, to have your suda by those candles, so that is not going to be the mitzvah of, you're not going to be, that's not the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. The mitzvah of Ner Shabbos demands that you go ahead and partake of the candle. So Rava is clearly of the view that it's an Oneg Shabbos idea, and that's what Tosa says, Mefurish. Lechora, what does Abai hold? So Abai says, there's a mitzvah of Neros Shabbos, Hadlokas Haner, you have to light candles. Why do you have to light candles? I don't know, because candles create some kind of spiritual atmosphere. But the fact that you're not going to be nana from the candles, you're going to go ahead and light the candles and then walk away, that doesn't bother Abaye at all. Abaye will tell you, look at how the Tosas finishes up. Tosas says, according to Abaye, pshita dechovahi. It certainly is a chova. Don't tell me that Abaye is arguing it's not a chiv. It's a chiv. After all, we just learned the Mishnah that says that Noshim are mesos b'shas leidasan if they don't go ahead and light ner Shabbos. However, the mitzvah is what I would call a mitzvah hadlaka ba'alma, just to light the candles, whereas Rava maintains that the mitzvah is much more fundamental, is that they have to go ahead and partake, enjoy of the candles at the time of the Suda. In fact, there's a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Nun Gimel, whether there is a mitzvah of neros, lahadlik, ner shel Yom HaKippurim. When you have, let's say, let's say Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, is there a mitzvah to light neros Shabbos at all when it's Yom Kippur? Is there a mitzvah to light Yom Kippur candles? That's totally the minhag. But what if Yom Kippur? Okay, so we're back. We were discussing again. So another nafkamina between whether the din is a din of kavod Shabbos or a din of oneg Shabbos is going to be whether it's a chovas hadlaka when it comes to a Shabbos Yom Kippur. In general, we light neros Yom HaKippurim as a minhag. Is there a chova to light ner Yom Kippur when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? Normally on an Erev Shabbos is a chova. What about when it comes to Yom Kippur, Shecholios, B'Shabbos? Is there a chova or is it just B'toras Minhag? Which really means it's not the end of the world if you didn't do it. So again, this L'chora is Tala on this issue. We're not having a Suda on Yom Kippur itself. And therefore, if the source for the lighting of Neros Yom HaKippurim is Oneg Shabbos, so then there'd be a no chiv of lighting on an Erev Yom Kippur because there is no Oneg on Yom Kippur. If it's a din of Kavod Shabbos, so we already saw that the Gemara tells us there is an idea of Kavod on Yom HaKippurim, and therefore there would be an obligation to go ahead and light on a Erev Yom Kippur, Betoras Kavod Yom HaKippurim, Kavod Yontif. Is there a, now if I were to ask you, is there a bracha when it comes to Neros Shabbos? You'll say Pashup Shat, for sure there's a bracha, nothing to talk about. After all, we saw the Rambam, and the Gemara says it is a chova, whether midin oneg or midin kavod, but there is an amazing, amazing shita of the Mordechai. And the Mordechai is quoted at the end of Masechet Shabbos, and the Mordechai here tells us in Siman Reish Tzadi Dalet. So the Mordechai writes in Reish Tzadi Dalet the following language: Haga, Rabbeinu Meshulam, lo haya mevarech al hadlakas ner. Rabbeinu Meshulam would not light Neros Shabbos. Why not? Mishum de'aminan beperek tcheles, because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos in Perek HaTcheles, kol mitzvah she'ein asiyasa gemar malacha. Anytime you have a mitzvah where the asiyas ha-mitzvah is not the gemar Hamalacha. In other words, you start the mitzvah, but it's not the gemar has a conclusion later on. It's not the gemar hamitzvah. For example, what we saw when it comes to the mitzvah tzitzis. So we discussed in great detail that perhaps there is a mitzvah of tliyas tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to go ahead, a heksha mitzvah ksuv b'kra, but we pass like the Bavli. We do not make a bracha when we go ahead and are tole the tzitzis. So the Gemara tells us, kol mitzvah she'ein asiyasa gemar meleches mitzvasa. Anytime you have a mitzvah where the asiyah is not the gemar hamitzvah, ain mevarchen aleha. Like tzitzis, when you make tzitzis, we pass an halacha, you don't make a bracha when you make the tzitzis. Why? Because the gemar asiyasa is the wearing of the tzitzis. So anytime you have a mitzvah that has duration, and the asiyah that you're doing right now is not the gemar mitzvah, you do not make a bracha. And he says, v'ner Shabbos. Ain gemara siyasa b'shas achila. When it comes to mitzvahs near Shabbos, the gemara siyasa is not until shas achila. In other words, Rabbeinu Meshulam is telling you, sure, we light the candles on Erev Shabbos, but the real kiyum hamitzvah, the gemara siyasa, is on Shabbos itself when we eat the meal. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, there is no bracha. The lighting of the candles, argues Rabbeinu Yerucham, is essentially a heksher mitzvah. And if it's a heksher mitzvah, there is no bracha on a heksher mitzvah. You only make a bracha on the gemara asiyasa, not on the tchilas asiyasa. The Ri Omer, and the Ri says, sheyesh levarech. you do make a bracha. After all, velo kasha me'atcheles, the gemar mitzvasa, because the gemar mitzvasa is arguably the hadlokas ha-mitzvah. In other words, machlokes harishonim, quoted in the Mordechai, whether in fact we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos. Again, Rabbeinu Meshulam says you would not make a bracha. Very striking. Why? Because if you assume that the mitzvah is really not the lighting itself, but rather the hana'ah, the partaking of the light, the enjoying of the light, so then when you're lighting the candles, that's not an occasion to make a bracha. And later on, we probably don't make a bracha when we partake of the light, because that's not a formal maisa ha-mitzvah. That's the Shita Rabbeinu Meshulam. The Re, quoted by the Mordechai, says, no, we do make a bracha. Why? Because l'chor, the mitzvah is covered Shabbos. The mitzvah is to light the candles. So this reflects, perhaps again, these 2 days, perhaps of the Gemara, Abai and Rava, perhaps these 2 poles that the Rambam says is really 2 dinim, but it does shake off as machlokes harishonim as well. One other machlokes I will mention, and we'll pick it up, mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. The other machlokes I will mention is at the end of Tosis on Daf Chaf Hem at Beis, and again, we'll do a quick review tomorrow because we had a little bit of difficulties on our Zoom tonight. But Tosis at the end of Tosis, Dir Masal Chova on Daf Chaf Hem at Beis, tells us what would be the din if you have a very, very long-lasting light. So, Od Nira L'Rabbeinu Tam, Shim Hoya Haner Mudlok V'Omed. Let's say I had a candle, a long-lasting, like a yahrzeit candle that was already lit from Friday morning. So it was already lit. So the question is, Shim Hoya Haner Mudlok V'Omed, do you have to extinguish it and relight it L'Shem Kavod Shabbos? So the Rabbeinu Tam, the Balei HaTosis, says, Shitzarech Lechabos V'Lachzor U'Lahadlik. They'd have to extinguish it and relight it. And then he says, but if you held like the Rabbeinu Meshulam, that there's no requirement of a bracha because the ikra mitzvah is the oneg, is the partaking. So masha omrin tam acha sholavar mishum shim hoysa mudlakas omedes lo hayat sarak lechabos of lax ladlika velo lahadlik acheres. In other words, the same exact machlokas Rabbeinu Meshulam in the Balei HaTosis and the Re, whether you make a bracha when it comes to mitzvahs near Shabbos, lichora is also going to be reflected in if you have a long-lasting light, and the light is lit already Friday morning. When it comes Friday afternoon, time for Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, you have to extinguish and relight. If you hold like Rabbeinu Meshulam, that the Ikra Mitzvah is the Oneg Shabbos, is to enjoy the light, to partake of the light, really what Rava is telling us in the Gemara, so there's no real reason to extinguish and relight. After all, the mitzvah is to partake, to get Hana'ah from those candles. And as such, you don't have to extinguish and relight. The mitzvah is to enjoy. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon, both places, Perek Hei and Perek Lamed, the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah is Shiehei Ner Doluk B'Shabbos, that you have, not that you light the candles, but that you have light. That might be a diuk in that direction. The Balei HaTosis say no. The Balei HaTosis says it's a mitzvah to light candles. A mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, to do something already Erev Shabbos. Therefore, you make a bracha. And therefore, if it was already lit from beforehand, you'd have a chiyuv to extinguish it and relight lichvot Shabbos. In fact, that probably is the Rambam Shita as well, that there's 2 dinim, as we mentioned, and therefore there's a mitzvah of lighting the candle erev Shabbos. You have to extinguish and relight, but also to partake of the candles on Shabbos itself, midin oneg Shabbos. We'll leave off with one last halacha, which is very, very important, and nogel amais. And that is as follows. Is the Rama writes in Siman Reish Samech Gimel, what do you do when it comes to the bracha? When do you make the bracha on Neros Shabbos? You see, tricky, because it could be that once you say the bracha, Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, maybe that's called Kabbalah Shabbos. And therefore, to light the candles would be an Avera of Chil Shabbos. You already accepted Shabbos once you say L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. So maybe that's a problem. But we know brachas have to be made over L'Asiyasa. Brachas have to be made always before the mitzvah. So how do you get out of that conundrum? So the Rama has an idea. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow will pick up with this idea of the Rama. How do you resolve this challenge? On the one hand, L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos might be your Kabbalah. On the other hand, kol habrachos, the Gemara Psachim Dav Zayin tells us, have to be made over L'Asiyasa. So how do you get out of that conundrum? And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see that.